Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Be it superstition or just an apparition, you suddenly appear inside my heart. Does this strange romance stand the ghost of a chance?
Welcome to From the Bleachers. I'm your host, as always, Seamus Clancy, coming to you from the wonderful Winning Green Nation Radio Podcast Network. I am back with another edition of From the Bleachers this week. This is the third episode of From the Bleachers. Been podcasting every day this week. Monday, go back and listen if you haven't. Talked about the Eagles-Bucks matchup. Just found out the Eagles were playing the Buccaneers after the Sunday slate of Week 18 football. Talked about Carson Wentz and the Colts melting down against the Jaguars as 15.5 road favorites against Jacksonville Jaguars. That was just one of the most hilarious games I've ever seen in my life, watching on Red Zone with my buddies. And Tuesday, had my boy Stefan Big Oil to talk about some Eagles eBay thrifting, having the fun of, you know, getting some nice merch and gear for the playoff season. Finally got talked about on the podcast Tuesday. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see I got my Eagles Ricky Waters jersey on right now that finally got delivered. Very, very excited for that. And I'm recording this just for frame of reference. Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, yesterday, recorded the podcast with Zoe, of course, on the Odds and End Zones podcast. Had a great time doing that. So if you haven't listened, and there's great content from everyone on the BGN Radio Network this week. We're bringing you your A game come playoff season. It's playoff season for us, just like it is for the Eagles. What I want to talk about today is just the feeling as a fan approaching a game where the Eagles are heavy underdogs, and especially because of the opponent they're facing. The season to a lot of Eagles fans is gravy, right? They weren't expected to be very good. They have a winning record. They sneak into the playoffs. They have a first-time head coach. They have a first-time full-time starter at quarterback in Jalen Hurts, just 23 years old, will be the youngest Eagles quarterback to ever start a playoff game. They have three first-round picks in the 2022 NFL draft. Three first-round picks. Pick 15, pick 16, and hopefully pick 32. But wherever the Eagles end up, they'll get that pick, that selection. And taking some mailbag questions this week, which I do every week on bleedinggreennation.com. And I did two this week just because it's playoff season. Got to get hyped up. And I saw questions in there, and I've seen from people on Twitter, whether they're responding to other writers in the city like NBC Sports Philadelphia's Ruben Frank, a former coworker of mine, or just in my mentions too, where I'm talking about how excited I feel this week, how electric it is to be back the week leading up to an Eagles playoff game. Gets me emotional, and everything just feels a little bit better. In life, everything. Getting out of bed is easier. Going for a walk, doing your job, whether it's this for me or whatever anyone else is doing, whatever their job may be. Everything feels a little simpler. Everything feels a little easy. Everything feels a little better. But I do see some people in there, and the questions to me or someone talking on Twitter that I see. So I'm not trying to do a straw man argument, but I'm just going off what I see on the internet. There's a lot of nonsense that gets put on there, and I see what I see. People are already asking me questions about the offseason. Oh, what should the Eagles do with their picks next year? Oh, who should they sign in free agency? Free agency? The Eagles are in a stinking playoffs. Why do I care about who they're going to sign in free agency? Why? I mean, I'll look at some mock drafts and some national writers do them, but I'm concerned with the Eagles on Sunday. And again, I think part of it is the opponent they're playing, not just that they're underdogs, not that just the season was forgotten before the season even started, not even considering that the team was 2-5 and the whole city hated everyone on the team. I'm right there with everyone. Going to that Lions game on Halloween, I've talked about it. I just wanted the day to be over. I didn't even feel like wanting to watch the game. And they go out there and smack them 44-6 and change the entire trajectory of the season, the entire trajectory of Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni's career in Philadelphia. And people are saying, oh, they're playing the Buccaneers on Sunday. And I'm not talking about national punts. I understand if you work for ESPN or Fox Sports or whatever, and you're picking the Buccaneers to win on Sunday. That's normal. That's fine. And I get it because they are the defending champions, because they have the best player in the history of the sport on their team, who's 44 years old and is somehow better now than he was when he played the Eagles in the Super Bowl 17 years ago. I get that. But what's the point of going through this week saying, we're going to lose on Sunday. Why are you excited? People saying in my mentions, I'm talking about this on Twitter, how electric this week is, and saying, well, on Monday, you'll just go back to complaining, you know, about the Eagles and stuff like that. Well, that's Monday. I don't care about Monday. I care about the next 3 days. I care about enjoying this, living it up. We didn't get playoff football in Philadelphia last year. We've been spoiled in my life and as Eagles fans that more often than not, it feels like they are in the postseason. Imagine being a Bengals or Raiders fan. Raiders haven't been in the playoffs once in the last 18 years, 19, 20 years, whatever it is. We're a little spoiled, my generation, Eagles fans, in terms of getting to the postseason, not having the most success in there for sure. But I'm going to live this up. I'm going to enjoy the energy for it. And if you're someone out there, you're allowed to think whatever you want, sure. But what's the point of going into this game saying, oh, we're going to lose, you know, Hurts isn't going to be able to do this. Sirianni, they're playing Brady, Bruce Arians, Gronk. And it's normal to have concerns about this game. I've laid them out multiple times in the podcast this week. I've written about it in the newsletter and on bleedinggreennation.com. Those things are normal. But to go on this week and say, oh, the Eagles are going to lose. Like, why are you even excited? Why are you even excited they're going to lose? What does that do for you to think like that? Is it emotional hedging saying that, oh, if you don't think they're going to lose, you think they're going to lose? And then if they actually lose, you're saying, well, I told you so. I told you I was right. What's the point of that? I think back to discuss this with a couple of my other friends. During the Super Bowl run, I kind of felt like that myself. Going on that Falcons game, I thought they were going to lose that Falcons game, which coincidentally I'm recording is 4 years ago today from Thursday, January 13th, 4 years ago. They had that goal line stand against Julio Jones and Matt Ryan and the Falcons. The Eagles won the divisional round 15-10, I believe is the final score, going to the NFC Championship game. NFC Championship game. And I went in that game and I just felt like a loss to me. And I wasn't a believer in Foles then. I was in 2013, but no longer. They won. I had a blast. And in the conference championship, I felt a little bit more optimistic, but I still wasn't in that mode where I'm saying Eagles going to roll, underdogs, this, that, and the other. I wasn't there. And obviously, I've talked about it for years on this podcast. Probably my first ever podcast I did, you know, over two and a half years back or whatever for BGN Radio. I probably talked about the magnitude of that 38-7 game and what it meant to me and what it means to so many Eagles fans, to the people that were there too. And then going into the Super Bowl, you know, we're so hyped based off that game. Foles plays out of his mind, one of the best performances I've ever seen from a quarterback. And again, just like this week, they went and faced the GOAT. They faced defending champs. They played Tom Brady, the Patriots. They had won a billion Super Bowls in my life. They were defending champs. Brady's the greatest player ever, one of the greatest athletes ever, maybe the greatest team sport athlete of all time. And I was talking with my friend Joe, and he said, there's no point. And I'm saying, oh, I don't know about Sunday, man. I don't know about and whether it's the week before or the week of. I don't know about a Super Bowl, man. So what's the point of saying that they're going to lose? And I was like, I don't know. I just feel like it's just too tough. It's too tough. He goes, what satisfaction will you get if they lose the Super Bowl by saying the entire week up they're going to lose? Whether you predicted them to lose or you predicted them to win, if they lost, you were going to be miserable either way. There's no fun part of saying after a crushing playoff loss to say, I told you so. You're going to be miserable. That's not going to make you happy. You're not going to be happy to say I was right if you just watched your favorite team. If they really are your favorite team and you live this and you breathe this, and if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are. But if you go in there, you have this good vibe. You have this positive energy. Now, I'm not saying you have to believe the Eagles are going to go down there and smack them, or even if it's super duper realistic. But just have some positive vibes. Soak it up. Not every fan base gets to do this. More than half the teams, they're not doing this in their fan bases right now. They play a bunch of bad teams, sure. What were they supposed to do? Ask for a harder schedule? Say, I don't want to play Jake Fromm or Mike Lennon. Give me Patrick Mahomes again. Just enjoy it. Be happy. Like, it's gravy in a way, if you want to look at it that way. They're not supposed to be here, and if they go and they play balls to the wall and have a great game, it's fun, they're lively. Maybe they don't win. But think of the fun you had this week. And even going back to 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, I guess it is, in 2018-2019 playoff run. Eagles go in the double doink game. They beat the Bears. It's the road upset. Road wild card weekend upset. It's happened before in Philadelphia. The last two times, the Eagles were road underdogs. During wild card weekend, they won. 2008 against Minnesota, Asante Samuel has that gigantic 44-yard pick six. And then in 2018, the double doink game in Chicago against the Bears. And then the lead up to that week against the Saints, going to the divisional round, we're playing the Saints team that had talked so much smack the previous year about how the Eagles would have lost them if they ever met up in the playoffs. Well, newsflash, you didn't make it far enough to play the Eagles. That means you're an inferior team. And yes, the Eagles lost that week down in NOLA, heartbreaking loss. And I think it's actually 3 years ago to the day right now, January 13th, 2019. But it was so fun that week, thinking they're going on this magical run again. Nick Foles is going to do it again. If you were someone that week saying they're going to lose, they never beat the Saints, why even be a fan? Why even enjoy the playoff run? It's about the energy. It's as much about the game and rooting during the game and being really excited after a big sack or a big touchdown or Jalen Hurts scramble run for a first down, picks up 23 yards or whatever it is. Just enjoy it. Not every fan base can do this. We're lucky. Where were you 3 months ago thinking we'd be in this position? I love it. I'm happy right now. You know, I'm someone who can be a miserable person a lot of the time. But this week, every day I wake up, it's magic. It's magic. Maybe that says more about me than the average Eagles fan. But I hope that if you're listening to this, if you're watching it on YouTube, whatever, you can get a part of that. You can get a part of that energy, part of those vibes. Because that's what we need. That's what makes it worthwhile. That's what makes being a fan and dealing with all the BS over the years, dealing with the national pundits criticizing the team, all the Philly jokes, snowballs, Carson Wentz disaster, Jalen Hurts up and down, Nick Sirianni flower saga, hating the defensive coordinator now, loving the defensive coordinator again, hating Howie. This week, leading up to the big game, is what it's all about. That's why you deal with all the nonsense over the years. That's your reward. This week, going up to this game, is your reward for dealing with the hellacious 2020 Eagles season. That's what it's about. You're lucky. What more could you want to do this weekend than watch the Eagles play a playoff game and maybe win? Are they definitely going to win? No. Odds are they'll probably lose. You know what? I'm going to pick the Eagles to win it. I picked them in the BGN pool. I'll pick them right here. I'll pick them in the newsletter on the website. Whatever. Rainy mess game. Eagles win 19-17 or whatever. How about that? I'm going to have more fun thinking that this week than whoever's out there saying they're going to get smoked. Again, you can think whatever you want, but I don't understand the rationale. Breaking it out. Underdogs, 8.5-point road underdogs. No one cared who I was until I put on the mask. Go Birds, baby. We need it. Enjoy this week. Enjoy it. Have fun. Bring that energy. What's the point of saying they're going to lose? You don't get anything out of that. Hungry dogs run faster. That's it for me. Seamus Clancy, Bleeding Green Nation. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Seamus_Clancy. Let's go. And as always, keep bleeding green.
For I am haunted by you.
BGN.